My name is Greg Knapp, KCMO Morning Show, 576-7710. Okay, what's going on in the new year in Missouri for business? Ray McCarty is joining me. He's the president and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri, and they're all about trying to get Missouri business to chug. So, what do we need to do? Ray, how are you today?
Greg, thank you so much for having me this morning. I appreciate it very much.
We appreciate it. Hey, let me start with minimum wage, because we talked about this the other day. Minimum wage in Missouri, index for inflation, it's going up again. And, of course, people say, well, how could you be against this, Greg? Everybody who's barely making it needs a little extra. But there are some unintended consequences that come with this, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, now Missouri's minimum wage is above the federal minimum wage. And that's been the problem that we've said that, you know, exists for a long time with this indexing that our voters adopted, that we could become higher than the federal minimum wage and actually make us less competitive. But, you know, the impact that it has on small businesses in particular that are more likely to pay minimum wage, things like, you know, businesses like restaurants and service industries, it reduces the amount of payroll that they have to spread around. You know, there's only so much payroll dollars there. And if you have to pay people more, then you can hire fewer people, which means you'll look at lowering the employment of people that probably need some good work experience, you know, people in high school and college and that are working these minimum wage jobs.
Ray, that's the point that I think gets left off so much. First of all, of course, bad for business because you're not going to be able to have as many people working. You're going to have to fire a couple people. Bad for their business and bad for those people that have the jobs, but bad for fewer people, as you mentioned, getting that entry-level job experience. I mean, minimum wage jobs are not jobs you're supposed to live on. It's supposed to be a beginning, and then you work your way up. But if you don't get your foot in the door, how do you move up?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the biggest problems we hear from our businesses all the time is that they are having trouble finding people with work ethic to take the jobs that they have open. And you develop work ethic by working. And, you know, a lot of us started in minimum wage jobs, and, you know, thank goodness for those jobs because we learned our work ethic from those jobs.
Exactly. And the reason it's only worth minimum wage is because pretty much anybody who tries can do it. It doesn't require a ton of skill, doesn't require a ton of education, so you're not going to be compensated as much. And I don't understand, you know, we've really got to do a better job educating people. It's not about punishing somebody. It's not about saying that somehow you're not worth something. It's about saying this is all this job can pay. And start here and move up. So I'm with you on that. Let's go into taxes here in Missouri. Let's start with the business income tax. We know Kansas has taken a big move here in zeroing out the S-Corps and the LLCs, right?
That's exactly
right. So what is Missouri going to do?
Well, that's a good question. Now, we have proposed for the last 2 years, in fact, Jerry Nolte handled the bill last year. T.J. Berry will be handling a similar bill this year. That cuts the tax bill of every Missouri business in half over 5 years. That's provided that income tax revenues continue to grow. And we think it's a very responsible way to address the problem of business taxes. And we think that it's also something that's very necessary, especially in the Kansas City region, because you have Kansas has eliminated the income tax on S corporations. So all of those flow through type entities, sole proprietorships, you know, mom and pop partnerships, all the way up to S corporations. They have no tax now on their business income in Kansas. We want to at least cut it in half in Missouri, and we think that'll help stem the tide of those businesses that may be tempted to move. You know, the problem with what Kansas has done is it's actually targeting those high profitability and very portable businesses that are in the Kansas City and Joplin area and all the way up and down the Kansas and Missouri border.
Absolutely. If you're an S corp or an LLC, it could be as simple as moving your business 1 mile.
That's exactly right.
You know, and you may be in a business that is in your house. Maybe you move across the line, or maybe you have just an office with two cubicles. Well, it's easy to rent that space across the state line. That's no big deal.
Exactly. And we're already seeing it affect lease negotiations, as you can imagine, on the Kansas side. So this is very real. It's not like we can just close our eyes, as some would like to do, and just pretend that it's not there. It is there, and it is real. And, you know, we've been disappointed over the last couple of years that people have kind of ignored this argument that if we reduce taxes on employers, that we actually will collect more in tax revenue because these employers will reinvest that money either in form of raises for current employees or hiring additional people. And, you know, we all know the best economic development and best economic stimulus is a job. So we think this is a way to help not just Missouri's economy, but the overall economy in the United States by cutting our tax burden.
Ray McCarty, President and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri. I wanted to echo that, Ray, because you know, if you've never owned your own business or you've never really sat down and talked with people who do, small, mid-sized, and big, I don't think most people realize just how much money does get put back into that business, especially when they're starting out. My dad was in construction all his life, and when he first started his construction company, almost all the profits went back. I mean, he kept a little bit for his salary. He was making less than he was before he started the business because he knew if I can put all this stuff back in, I can grow it. And then he started hiring people, and it started growing. And then, you know, he ended up having 30 people working for him. I mean, this is stuff that happens because they're able to keep the profits and invest them. And that helps everybody.
You know, that's exactly right. And that's something else that I don't think has been taken into account when we all talk about, you know, what Obama did with the and the Congress did with increasing taxes on those that make more than $400,000 for individuals or $450,000 for families. That also hits small businesses, and their business income, whether they pay themselves a salary or not, flows through to their individual income tax returns. And so people that look rich on paper may be these small business owners and mid-sized business owners that are really reinvesting that money back in their business.
Yeah, and that's totally left out. I don't think most Americans really understand that, and we've got to educate them on it. Ray McCarty here, Associated Industries of Missouri. Let's move on to tort reform.
Sure.
What does Missouri need to do to make it so that doctors don't feel like, you know, they're going to be sued every time they turn around, and some of them figuring out, you know what, I guess it's time for me to get out of even being a doctor. And it even goes beyond medicine. But what do we need to do on tort reform?
Well, several years ago, we did medical malpractice reform along with our tort reform legislation that helped every single business in the state, and that established non-economic damage caps that were reasonable. In other words, if you're injured by a doctor, you get your actual damages, but then there's another amount that you get that is a punishment factor. It's punitive damages against the doctor or the hospital, and we capped those damages so that, yes, it would be painful, but it would not completely bankrupt a particular doctor or provider. The Missouri Supreme Court this last summer threw out those non-economic damage caps, and they did that based on the fact that Missouri does not have a specific cause of action for those claims, and so it's very complicated. But what they did was, in essence, draw a line between old King James law and Missouri's current law, and said that you're infringing on a person's right to a trial by jury if you tell the jury they can only award so much in non-economic damages.
Right, which we thought was weird. We talked about this on the show the other day because we said, now, wait a second, in a criminal case, you have a jury by your peers, but yet the state still has sentencing guidelines.
Right.
So why can you not do it for civil as well? It didn't make a whole lot of sense to us.
Well, it doesn't make sense to us either, and we think the court really went out on a limb. I don't know if you've been following some of the decisions coming from our courts lately, but they've been fairly ridiculous, and
yeah,
this falls in that category. So we're going to try to pass a bill that will establish a specific cause of action and say the General Assembly does intend that these caps be part of the jury instructions and that they reinstate those caps, because if we don't, we are really we're rolling back the calendar to the place where we were before when we were losing doctors and we weren't able to find doctors, particularly in rural areas. You know, there in the Kansas City area, you have a lot of urban development there, but then if you go just a few miles outside of the metro region, you're in a very rural area, and doctors are leaving rural areas when they are not able to afford their medical malpractice insurance. They're either not doing it anymore, a lot of them are older and they're deciding to retire, or they're going to places where they can make more money in metro areas. So this is something that's very important, we think, to doctors and healthcare providers to reestablish these caps. But there's also another danger, and you hit on it. And that is, you know, if they did this in the medical malpractice area, how long is it before someone does this in the other areas, in work comp and other areas where we have non-economic damage caps?
Yeah, good point. And last thing I wanted to hit on is right to work. I was talking to the incoming Speaker of the House, and even though he says the Republicans can override a Jay Nixon veto, he doesn't think there's enough Republicans to want to really force this thing through of right to work. So where do you think Missouri stands on saying, no, you're not going to have to pay union dues to work at this shop if you don't want to be part of the union?
You know, this is a very pro-worker type of proposal, and we understand it. We have a policy in support of it, but we agree with the speaker that we do not have a clear path for passing this legislation. The governor's already said he would veto any legislation on right to work that comes to him. Certainly, we understand the economic development advantages of having right to work in your state, and really, it's a pro-employee issue. You know, employees should have the choice as to whether they work in a union establishment or not. But we also understand and agree with Speaker Jones that there are too many Republicans that have received money from trial attorneys and labor unions that would like they will vote against right to work. And, you know, last year we had several votes on these issues, and it seemed like Kansas City area was particularly plagued by the influence of trial attorney money and labor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we lost 10 to 12 Republicans last year on these votes. We think that that's probably going to be the same or worse in Missouri this year. And you have to look at the makeup of the General Assembly. Right now we only have 109 Republicans in the House, which is the supermajority. If you lose even one vote, you don't have the supermajority anymore. So
gotcha.
The likelihood of overriding the governor's veto is extremely small.
Well, Ray, we appreciate the information on what you guys do. It's Ray McCarty, President and CEO of Associated Industries of Missouri, on what's on tap for business in Missouri. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Thanks. All the best. Greg, now.